Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being hanging out with me. We're very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 15 years. He's been hanging out with us, and he's the guy who helped us understand a long time ago that it's not enough just to accept and to manage change. In the 21st century, especially. And in the age of the customer, you better learn how to lead change. You better be out front. Otherwise, you're going to get run over. And he's been joining us now for a long time, helping us with that basic theme on so many different levels and topics. He's the author of a number of books, including Beyond the Wall of Resistance and my favorite, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. One of my favorite acronyms is BWA, Management by Walking Around.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
It's elegant, and it's so true as well.
Talk about a razor. We were just talking about previous guest about Occam's razor and how the simplest thing is usually the best. I mean, talk about a management principle that boils it down to just a handful of words. And it really cuts to the chase and covers so many things that you can, so many different ways of delivering performance, right?
Absolutely. And it's also deceptively difficult. I mean, I've worked with a lot of people who will go say, all right, I'm going to give that a try. And they go out and, you know, and they walk around, but they can't shut up. And the idea of, you know, or they've got a mission, and the management by wandering around, the key word in there is wandering, so that you're available and somebody can say, hey, Jim, you got a second, and then a conversation starts.
If you go MBWA and before you know it, you're holding court, or you've got an agenda. You know, MBWA is not the same thing as you need to go talk to somebody in the back and talk to them about something. That's a different principle, isn't it?
It's absolutely different. And they're both important, but you shouldn't mix the two. I mean, I know that I've heard a lot of leaders say they're going to go on a listening tour. And I like that because it frames it in their mind. My job here is to listen.
If they actually do that,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a client who was a scientist, had a scientific lab, and people were saying he's out of touch, and there are only like, you know, 15, 20 people around. And I said, look, these people just, you know, they want to hear from you, and they want to, you know, they want to have some contact. I said, and he said, well, what do you suggest? And I said, and at the time, management by wandering around was, you know, being, you know, had just come out. And I said, and he said, no.
Right.
He said, look, I have an open door policy. I'm right down the end of the hall. So I started talking to people, and his chief assistant says, yeah. What he does, he puts a sign on his door that says, knock if it's really important.
Right.
Yeah. So that's his open door policy.
Two messages. Well, yeah, and when you do MBWA, what you're if you really do that, you have no agenda. If you're going to do it right, you should have no agenda. You should say, okay, I'm going to take 30 minutes. I'm going to walk around. I'm just going to walk up and say, hey, how's it going? How's your mama?
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Talk to folks. And that way, if you have people out there who are working for you, your employees, your team, if yesterday you showed up on a beeline to talk about something that needed to be fixed, and today you show up and say, hey, what's going on, guys? How are things? You know, what time's lunch? Who's buying? Or something like that. The third time they see you, they don't know what you're doing. They don't, You know, and that's I think that's a good thing, and at least they wouldn't always be saying, "Oh God, here comes the boss. What have I done now?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. You know, I've been paying a lot of attention to the research being done on presence, and what that means is sort of how you show up and what people see, and a lot of this research. And it's not woo-woo. At first it can sound like, oh, yeah, that's soft, touchy-feely stuff. But it really makes a difference in people's, not only their satisfaction, but their productivity. And it's and one great way of really demonstrating your presence is management by wandering around. Mm-hmm. What people need to see is, and the way the researchers say, your passion, your confidence, and your enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your physical, your person, your countenance in front of them.
Yes,
hold on to that
absolutely.
Thought. Rick, I need to take a quick break here, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Rick Maurer. He and I will talk some more about this. I want to find out more about what he has to say about being present.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.